Welcome back, my friends. I'll tell you, the noise gets a little less after people have been eating a lot more. So get your exercise up. Let's hear it. We're having a good time at Hy-Vee. Well, you certainly got their attention out there. People are going, what the heck's going on in there? Thank you for being so noisy. We appreciate it. But, of course, our class was known for making a little noise and other things back in 19-something. But it... Settle down, my little echo of years gone past. All right, my friends, it's Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. We are here at the Hy-Vee in Sycamore, Illinois. And another thing that they do at Hy-Vee, which I wish attention, all you stores back home in the Atlanta area and around the world, attention. They take all their most popular lunch meats and they shave them and have them piled in massive piles in a display case.
Yes.
For those of us who love sandwiches, and I eat sandwiches two or three times a week, it's nice because you don't have to stand in line for 45 minutes to get your lunch meat. They have like 10 different kinds of lunch meat in massive, already sliced, so you just, how much you need, thinly sliced for sandwiches, they could get it like that instead of standing in line, waiting for the slicer, taking the plastic off, doing this, doing that, and wasting precious moments when you could be slathering your sandwich with mayonnaise and eating. You can just in and out. Yeah, there you go, blood. But anyway, Chef Eric, that is huge, the way they have that set up. And I thought, well, they must have a lot of leftover. They replace the meats in there on average of 3 to 4 times a day.
And there's like pounds and pounds of it. It's just, it's the coolest display I've ever seen.
It really, really is. And here comes another classmate with her Hy-Vee shopping cart. Looks disgustingly healthy. I don't see any Halloween candy in there. I don't see any brown food. I mean, what are you doing? Oh, there you go, cheese. Well, anyway, Chef Eric, you've got something in the oven as we speak. Nothing says loving like pork in the oven, baby.
Yep. And we've managed to
let's warp this over here.
The pan. Here we go.
You ever go through somebody's grocery bags?
Yeah.
Back up to the show. Come on. All right. So the oven is on broil, but I've got it in the middle rack. So it's about 500 degrees, roughly. And before I serve that, just to add a little bit of color.
Artichoke hearts in her shopping bag.
That's cool.
That's ugly.
That's awesome.
Nancy makes the bomb artichoke.
Great artichoke dip, huh?
Oh, please. She'll do asparagus and Brussels sprouts next.
Yeah, I almost made Brussels sprouts today. Brussels sprouts are fantastic.
So anyway, your pork's out of the oven and the lovin's beginning.
Yeah, so just to basically finish off the pork, I'm going to take a little bit of parsley.
Any just particular kind, since you're a beer snob? Are you a parsley snob?
Italian flat leaf parsley. It's fine. I mean, there's not a whole lot of options for the most part. Curly parsley is good for doing things like Oysters Rockefeller, but I prefer a flat leaf parsley.
I'm not going to let you walk into Oysters Rockefeller. I'm not. So don't. No.
I'm the only one that knows it.
No!
It is. It is. So... we're just going to finish this, garnish it off a little bit, and the cheese.
You did all that work just to throw it on top to make it look nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, you eat with your eyes first.
Well.
And a little bit of green.
You may.
And a little bit of green there helps it. And, you know, it's a much prettier dish in general. So there's our pork milanese a la carousel. Thank you. Thank you. And now I've just got to serve it up.
Yeah, I want to see how you divide that one up.
Well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, let's say 12. So I can probably break them into about 18 thirds. Pieces. Thirds, yeah.
See, I picked up on you. See how quick my mathematical mind picked up on that?
Yeah, it's uncanny. Absolutely uncanny.
It's amazing.
So,
speaking of amazing, Chef Eric.
Yes, sir.
Some amazing food we've had here today. How about that tilapia that Chef Michael Zeller, the executive chef here at Hy-Vee, did? Now, here's a guy who comes in at 6 o'clock in the morning, does this show, then he puts on a 5-course dinner at 6 o'clock that's not going to get over till whenever, and He even lets you try the sherry.
Well, don't forget everything else that he's done today, too. So
I know.
He's got a lot going on. Busy day. Busy day.
I have a question I'd like to ask.
Yes, question in the audience.
Was that just...
Question was it just a plain old chuck roast, the chuck roast dish that he did? And we will tell you the answer in just a second, since we don't have a microphone in the audience. So it was marinated in Madeira wine.
I actually, with the carrots and celery and onions, I added some juniper berries. Yeah, juniper berries is what they make gin with. But I thought for an extra layer of flavor, just sprinkled some juniper berries on. Beef stock and Madeira. I had it in the oven. In the oven. I covered it with foil because I wanted to make sure that the meat was just absolutely melt in your mouth.
Was it that 2.5-3 pound
roast? Yeah, it was actually that came from a 12.5 pound roast.
Oh, one serving.
At what time?
350 degrees. I put that in for your tasting at around 10 o'clock. So it was... It was going for a couple of hours. Thank you. That's the effect I wanted. But I cut corners on the cost, but the outcome turned out great. Yeah, the outcome turned out great. So,
and that's what you learn here on Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chef. So you got family coming over. Tell them it's prime rib. Who cares? They're just family. You can lie to them. It's all right. But it's all about food, fun, and celebrating a good life. And, Chef, we have had some great celebration today.
Absolutely. It's been fantastic. Great place here at Hy-Vee. Who knew? I mean, the first time we came here and did a show, we didn't have this to work with. So we were on a...
Yeah, we were in the gymnasium in my old
gymnasium,
high school.
On a card table, I think it was, or a couple of them. And it was a great show. It was a fun time. It was fantastic. But then... finding ingredients was a little bit of a challenge. And I had some ideas of what I wanted to make. And he says, where do you think you're going to find any of those ingredients? I said, well, at the local market, I'm sure. So we went down to one that starts with a J. And I felt like I was in an Ace Hardware. I mean, no offense, but it just didn't feel quite right. And then we looked for any other grocery store. I think we found a Walmart. And that was okay, better. But then the next year... we came and saw Hy-Vee, and I was like, finally, we can actually come back and do this show here.
Yeah, and I'm surprised they invited us back. I mean, just goes to show that Chef Mike Zeller is really a nice guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, speaking of that, so many people to thank. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you, the audience. You all were awesome. Thank you very much. It's the middle of the Pumpkin Festival, and you're spending 2 hours here when you could be at the NIU Husky game. They're 18th in the country right now. How about the Huskies?
Yeah.
52nd Annual Pumpkin Festival. Huh?
Yay.
Y'all decided to come here. God only knows what you do with the rest of your lives, but you sure blew 2 hours with this one. But we're so thankful that you did. And, of course, to the crew and especially to Executive Chef Mike Zeller, you rock the house, baby. Thank you so much. Woo-hoo! To the family, our family at Hy-Vee, you do an amazing job. We can't talk enough about you. We're proud of you. Just wish we could get some advertising bucks from you if you came down in the South. When you do, we'll be there for you, baby. We'll be there. And, of course, to Executive Chef Eric with a K. Hold on. To the Keeper of the Dolls, the She-Beast herself, who is going as a sea wench tomorrow on our parade, how apropos, and did not need to buy a costume.
Oh, my. You live dangerously.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. And, of course, to our wonderful sponsors, the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. To Schumann, real sweet onions by Schumann Produce. My friends, if it doesn't say real sweet on the bag or the tag.
It ain't.
And, you know, our high school, I just got the word, our high school football team 9-0 right now.
Wow.
And a very competitive. So the Sycamore Spartans, they rock.
What?
Sycamore High School, class of Class of 2013, we couldn't even count that high. No, never mind. No, we're not talking about our class. Add to the crown jewel of the French Quarter, it is, of course, the Hotel Monteleone. To our friends at the Israeli Minister of Tourism, check out their site, goisrael.com. I'm telling you, my friends, it has been an amazing experience. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you, as you do, to take a serious moment out. And remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
We will see you all next week, my friends. We're going to travel to the Big Green Egg corporate headquarters, and then it's on to Tel Aviv. God bless you all, and most importantly, God bless America.